5, 4, 3, 2, 1, click.
Greetings and welcome, everyone. It's All You Can Geek Gamecast, episode 691. I'm one of your hosts, Jim Gast, joined by Mike Sneedy.
What's up?
Corey Fine. Oh, Corey's not here. Tony Karkanakis.
Hey.
Corey actually might be a little bit popping in the chat on occasion, but I've seen him pop in, but he's not here tonight. He's away on vacation. He'll be back with us next week, but this is the Gamecast, folks. Thanks for tuning in. We are live on Twitch on Tuesday nights. As always, please feel free to join us for these. We'll have a conversation with you guys. We'll answer some questions, some comments. YouTube is where all the other content is. So if you miss these live broadcasts, go subscribe to YouTube so you know when we post. All right, folks, we're going to get into what we've been up to. We got a little bit of gaming news to talk about, some hardware to talk about a little bit today, and new Xbox strategy. So we'll get into that, and we'll see. It seems like there's always new strategy from them, but we'll get to that. Let's hold it. Let's pin in that. What we've been up to? I have not played too much. I'm on the hiatus. You know, when you finish a big game, you kind of take that like breather. I have today installed Cyberpunk. And I did play through to the through the tutorial parts where you do the, this is how you shoot, this is how you, you know, I played through that part. So I'm not far into it at all, but I did install it today. Game looks great. I mean, I have to say, it looks really good. It's on the Xbox, obviously. It loads very quickly. I don't know what it was beforehand without the patching. I never saw that. I never played the game before this. But I've, you know, Tony raved about this game enough, considering how much we've slammed it in the past. I have to play this game. So that's probably next.
100%.
Yeah, the only thing that's got me, the only thing that has my eyebrow raised right now is Persona 3, because I haven't played that. And, like, it looks really good for a remake. And, you know what I mean? Like, it looks really... Yeah, 100%. So it's on Game Pass, and I'm like... I don't know. I just finished Like a Dragon, and I'm like, I don't want to go in. I mean,
no,
it's funny because
Cyberpunk.
Yeah, Cyberpunk is still enough. Yeah, it's different enough. It's still an RPG, but it's different. It's an action RPG, so it's
because there's definitely grinding in Persona. And,
yeah, I don't think I can.
I mean, the thing is, it's nice that there's no like, there's side activities, but they're nowhere near in terms of like Yakuza. Like,
yeah, Dragon, from what you guys told me, I get it.
It's just kind of like, hey, you need to balance going to study or working a part-time job or going into a dungeon. Like, you got to pick one.
I'm moving to that.
Yeah. You're mostly just going to go shoot people.
That's what I'm good for. Like, do I have to do the stealth tutorial? Because I'm like, I was going to skip it.
You can, I mean, I think playing stealthy in that game makes things a lot more fun, but it's never really necessary.
Okay. And I will be full honest here. I'm actually just going to play on the easiest difficulty because I just want to experience the game. So I just
the game is easy to begin with.
Oh, is it okay? And maybe I'll change it back. But I didn't know. I just wanted to experience the game finally, and so we can talk. So I can talk about it.
You get so overpowered very easily. Oh,
then I just change. I'll change it back to normal. Then So
like once you find something that works, is like it just gets better from there. You're just like, oh, and this 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 and this. Like I actually had to try to challenge myself by the end game, where I'm just like, okay. I'm not going to use my gun.
Like, not use things. Yeah.
I'm going to not use my gun in this scenario. See how far I can get and stuff like that.
I would do that.
I think the only time I died really was like when I gave myself, like, I'm not going to heal or like against a boss or two. I might have just been like, oh, well, let me see if I can melee him.
I used to do that in Borderlands 2, actually, quite a bit. I remember that with the characters. That's how I used to play that game. I used to unload my big stuff and just play with the little guns and see if I could take down the bosses. But cool. All right. That's really it for me. Mike, what have you been playing?
I'm still playing the original X-Men Legends on the GameCube. You know, pretty involved game. It's not quick. It's not quick to get through it. The only issue I have with it, like, as I'm getting closer to the end, is the inventory for all the gear, you run up against the limit, like, way too quick. Like, you have all your characters, like, fully outfitted. You have very little wiggle room to carry any alternate stuff. But other than that, Game Pass has given me the opportunity to play MLB The Show, the new one, 2024. So I've
heard very good things. I've heard very good things. Yeah,
I mean, I played the one on Game Pass from last year. It's very similar, but this one's got I think for me as a Yankee fan, I got a little bit of a, there's a Derek Jeter little story thing that you can play through. It's not very detailed or deep, but you do get a little bit of an interview with him in between a few moments in his career early on. That's pretty cool. And, you know, I put together some legend, like, I added a lot of the legends to their respective teams, which I kind of wish the game would do automatically. Like, it's way behind, like, the NBA 2K stuff with, you know, stuff like that. But they're in the game, so it's cool to play. And, you know, yeah, I've played, started a couple seasons, the real Yankees and my cheating legend team Yankees. So it's fun.
Okay. Cool. Yeah, I want to get, like I said, I think I'm going to subscribe to Game Pass soon, unless I just, like I said, I'll probably just play Cyberpunk first, and then I'll get onto Game Pass to play Persona. Or
just play fucking Cyberpunk.
I'm going to play
Cyberpunk. Have it installed.
No, no, I just said it. I'm going to play Cyberpunk first.
So why then, would you? Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, then I'm going to move on to the Game Pass
stuff. I mean, Cyberpunk base game is still like 30 to 40 hours, so
yeah.
Yeah.
I got time. So, all right. Tony, what have you been playing?
Nothing new or out of the ordinary, just rotating Final Fantasy and
You didn't get the Peach game, did you?
I did. I just have to go to Best Buy and pick it up. Okay. And I just haven't felt like driving all the way out there, and I'm like,
I've got Aria, my stepdaughter here, trying to, she wants the game.
Yeah.
We haven't finished Mario yet. We're on like the last world. We should probably just bear down and just finish Mario at this point, but she wants that game, and I'm like, it seems like it's right up her alley for that. So
yeah, no, I heard Eric had it and he was playing it, and he's like, yeah, it's pretty good. I mean, I think there's a demo out if you download.
Oh really? Download, I might have to give that a try then.
But it's kind of in the vein of like a Kirby or Yoshi game where it's like, you know, a little bit younger of an audience, right? Where it's like,
yeah,
lower difficulty, but the challenge is going to be like doing the 100%, like, oh, find the three hidden coins in the level, or
those games work. Those games work so well because it has that, I can complete this level.
Yeah.
And then as they grow in the game and get better at it, then like, oh, I can unlock this. I can like, that's the thing with the only problem with Mario Wonder is the levels for her are just, they're too challenging for her now at this point. So I'm like, I'm carrying the, I got to go through this myself. Which is funny because all I hear is like she's telling me how to do it. I'm like, listen, again, I know my Mario. It's not my first rodeo here, guys. But it's a good opening game for her. Like Mario's a pretty tough game for her to get through. She's been doing pretty good with it, but I think Peach is a better timing builder for her to get into that. That's what I'm hoping for. That's what I thought. Like a good Yoshi game or the Kirby game would be great for her too, but.
Yeah, Peach will be
she's interested. I think she saw the Peach poster. She wanted to get it, so I was like, okay, this might be the pickup for me. I just didn't know if you
I'm almost positive there's a demo for like two levels or something like that, and then you can gauge her response on that one.
Yeah, I'm gonna pick that up then. She wants to go back to Stray. So remember that game, Stray, with the cat? She wants to go back to that.
Oh yeah, that was like 2 or 3 years, and you never beat it. I was like,
I you know what I should have done is just played it. Like that's a game that looks interesting for puzzles aspects of things and everything. And it's like, it's like game of the year, not game of the year, but it was on lists. It was on nominated for like a lot of things. And so I should give that game a look. But yeah, so, you know, like I said, I played a lot of RPGs in a row, and I think that's where I'm like, Cyberpunk's a good just shooter. I really need a shooter right now myself. So Sea of Stars, I never even finished. I got to the third act and I'm just, the story hasn't hooked me. At this point, it's like, it's a JRPG, which I love JRPGs, but they're very basic. And if you're not hooked by the story, you're just not going to play it. You know what I mean? So anyways, is that still there? Oh, sorry. You froze for a second, but.
Oh, okay.
You're good.
That's kind of what I heard. Was that like the story peaks kind of early and just.
Act one to act two, it was like, oh, this is fantastic, and I'm like, it just doesn't seem to go far after that. Yeah. So, but cool. All right, let's talk a little bit of news here, guys. We'll kick it off with. Did we talk about Overwatch 2 last week? I don't think we did. This came out afterwards. Behind the scenes for Overwatch 2, that Jason Schreier posted about the fact that there's no more PvE happening. Devs got a 0% profit sharing bonuses this month for that game. It's in trouble. And there's still optimism for a competitive aspect of this game? Is this really?
Sorry, did you mention they're scrapping every aspect of the PvE
mode? I just said okay, scrap. Did I freeze for a second? I'm sorry. Yeah.
I don't know. It could have been me.
No, it's they're scrapping every aspect of PvE, which is what was the big sell of Overwatch
2. That was the whole point of doing it.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I don't know. Fuck Blizzard. You know, whatever. It's Microsoft's mess to clean up now or not. Whatever. But it's just disappointing because, like, this game was so good that first year it came out.
Oh, yeah.
I even said, I was like, this could be one of the greatest games of all time if they keep it up, this pacing and this...
Overwatch 2 is what messed them up. Overwatch 2.
They lost it before.
No.
You think so?
It was before that, obviously. Like, it was, you know...
They had their league going now.
The league is... When that became their focus, I kind of think it messed up the gameplay.
Yeah, because they were focusing on the league way too much and not...
Oh, okay.
Not releasing content for the casual stuff. Because, like, it was like, oh, we're putting so much effort and energy into, like, the balancing and new characters and, a new stage. But, like, they weren't doing, like, the new events. Like, they were recycling, like, Olympic event a non-Olympic year. It's like, you couldn't do anything for summer besides recycle Olympic event. Like,
gotcha.
Overwatch 2 is just kind of...
How the Mighty Have Fallen.
Overwatch 2 is what... took them to the free-to-play and kind of opened up the floodgates in people being even more toxic, right? Because, like, at least you had to buy the game. And it did get cheap, right, to, like, the $20 range or whatever like that. But at least still, like, it's $20. Whereas, like, free-to-play, you just make a new account, and you could be a smurf, right, and you're just ruining the experience for people that aren't good, right, or you're better than that. And people that are just like being complete assholes online, right? So it's just like it drove away a lot of the casual. Like, I do not know anybody that still plays Overwatch at all. I used to know so many. I bought that game twice on different.
I had on two different platforms, and I would buy things in game. Like, I bought packs in that game, which is one of the only games I've ever done that in ever. And that's the only game. I believe that might be the only game I ever bought packs, but you know, those packs in to try to get things out of. That's how big that was, and it's just mighty as fall. It's just amazing how far it's fallen. It really is. Blizzard in general, amazing how far they've fallen. So we're gonna finish out with the Marvel news, but let's move into Microsoft about a couple different things that we're talking about. We didn't mention it last week. We're gonna mention the hand. They have apparently a new console in devs' hands last week. Now it's been more and more rumors this week about the fact that it looks like Microsoft may not be doing a pro version of their system, but instead looking at doing a handheld version of their system that is a actual handheld, not like a PlayStation. What is that thing called?
Portal.
Not a portal, but like a Steam Deck. Looks like they're doing like a Steam Deck. And it's exciting actually for me on this aspect of Game Pass games on the go. It's easier to do it than the Steam Deck. That's all.
How is it easier?
Well, because the Steam Deck, you have to install like the Microsoft Store. You have to do a whole bunch of steps. I looked it up to play Game Pass games.
I'm saying, how is a new device that Xbox games easier than Steam?
But it's not only Xbox games. So it looks like what they're looking at doing is in putting on multiple stores in involved with them, like Battle.net, obviously, which we already have, the Epic Game Store. Is attached. They're talking about being able to run with this system, not just the Microsoft. I'm just giving you options. I'm just saying, like, you have how much content do you have on your Epic Game Store?
A lot, and I don't play any of them.
But I'm just saying it's available to you then that way. It's not a bad idea. It's really not. I'm not saying it's even like what Steam.
Jim, you have a Steam Deck.
Oh yeah, I'm good. I'm telling you that. Why I think it's a good idea for them. I'm not saying I'm going out and buying this. I'm just telling you.
You just said for me.
Well, but I have to go buy a PS5 first. That's priorities. I'm not buying this system. I'm just telling you that I understand why it would make sense for me, I would be able to play Game Pass games on the go. I'm giving you an example of why it would be good.
What was the last Game Pass game you played?
I just mentioned the fact that I want to get Game Pass for Persona 3 and for the MLB The Show.
What was the last one?
I don't even know. I don't even know.
Starfield for like an hour?
Maybe Starfield for an hour. And before that, I don't even know. But yeah, I mean, it's not a terrible idea. You can't fault them for
that. I think it's a terrible idea.
I don't, I mean, I don't see why it exists. Like, you know, they don't have exclusives.
I mean, if you look at
side, like, it's there. You can just do it anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's just a matter of, like, I look at what they're looking for, and when I read the fact that they would let you install other game stores on the system.
That's their pie in the sky scenario.
Yes, I get that. And this is unconfirmed reports. This may not even exist. But I'm just telling you that that would be a really good system to have with that. If you could install Steam, if you could install Epic onto this system rather than have like the Steam Deck, which is great. I mean, that's a fantastic piece of hardware. I love that Steam Deck. But it's a lot of workarounds to get to the other stores. If it could just do it natively, that's pretty big. It's not bad. I mean, listen, for people that have a handheld, the Steam Deck is a great system. You know why it's a great system? Because you can take your Steam library with you and play it on the road, and it runs great. I love that. I love that system. It's designed amazingly. We don't know how this is going to be designed, but like, it makes sense to try to do this for Microsoft because...
No, it doesn't.
All right. I disagree with you. I mean, listen, you just hate Microsoft. I know you do. It's fine.
Absolutely, 100%. Dude, and then you understand even get a console right. Why would you bother? Why would you bother entering the handheld space?
It's another frontier. It's another aspect of things they're not into. Yeah, it gives them that Switch audience that they kind of want. You think
the Switch audience?
No.
Really?
That I can take my games on the go.
You think they're going to compete with fucking Nintendo?
I can take my games on the go and play them wherever. And like, look, I mean, Churro.
People can already do that.
And Churro joined us. Churro, thank you for joining us, by the way. A system that lets you have all of them is cool. See, all those game stores. Yeah, I mean, it is like
a failing proposition. Nobody goes, man, I wish I could have my Steam library and my Epic library and my Xbox library and my Battle.net, which is going to become the same thing as the fucking Xbox. There's nobody. Nobody that goes, I wish I had all of this. I want.
I disagree. I think there is people that hate all the launchers. And if you can have it in one system, like the Steam Deck, you can't have that. I wish that I could easily load some Xbox games onto the Steam Deck.
Okay.
Sure. Like, absolutely.
Sure.
I just do. So
sure.
We'll see what the design's going to be. It sounds like this would be what that new dev kit is out for. But, you know, we'll see. And listen, I understand. Where are the games still? There are no games. It doesn't, like, make you suddenly have games as the Xbox company. But... You know, it's and thank you, Churro. There will be people. See,
it's not going to be zero, but it's going to be why the fuck does this thing exist? Like, this is the equivalent of PSVR 2.
I mean, I wouldn't put it there, I wouldn't put it in VR.
How much do you expect this to cost?
Probably same price as Steam Deck. Where are they at here? I'd be in the same ballpark as Steam Deck.
$400 to $500.
$400 to $500.
And yep. You think people will buy this?
Do they buy a Steam Deck?
Yeah, but even Steam only is selling like a couple million units.
Yeah, I mean,
it's a very enthusiast piece of hardware is to get people that already have libraries built up over 20 years of Steam games.
Sure. And same thing with Epic. All those free games you got, you can install that on the system.
Nobody gives a shit about Epic.
Just saying, you have a ton of free content. You're not playing. It's on Epic.
Steam games are cheap as dirt as it is.
Yeah, I just think that it's not a terrible idea. It really is not. We'll see.
I think it is.
We'll see.
Like, it's a complete waste of time, energy, and resources, and they should just fucking make some games.
Listen, I can't even... I have no... You win. I don't have an argument to that. I do not. You're right.
Because this is exactly... This is the fucking cycle. Microsoft touts and teases some piece of technology, and you just fucking start...
Whoa.
Salivating at the... No. Whoa. No, 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 no.
Whoa.
No.
I didn't say I'm buying this system. Don't put
I didn't
this
say
on
you
me.
Were. I didn't don't say you, put you this were. On but you okay. start salivating. You're like, this is going to be so cool, right? What was the fucking Microsoft... what was that fucking piece of shit?
The augmented reality thing.
The augmented reality fucking thing.
I knew you're going right back to that. I knew you were going
like, this is
going to
be a game changer. I'm like, why? How is this going to be a fucking game changer, right? Remember the power of the cloud? And that was going to be a game changer too?
In the medical field, the augmented reality was a game changer.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know that's why I was rooting for a company to make a fucking piece of video game hardware.
Yes. Yeah. So, no, I mean, listen.
Right? The power of the cloud?
But
right? Remember that?
you can't deny the fact that they do make pretty good hardware.
It doesn't matter.
I guess they have no content.
It doesn't fucking matter.
Ugh. Microsoft doesn't make games. I get it. They don't. I don't disagree with you. That's my big problem with them. I don't disagree with you. I'm just telling you that the hardware idea, it's a pretty good idea. They still need games? Absolutely.
Right. So focus on the games.
Sure.
Maybe afterwards you could focus on the hardware.
Sure. Okay. Let's churn out 20 great games and then bring out the hardware. That's
I would
okay.
love that.
Because they own
30 studios.
I do not disagree with that. I do not. But I do feel like this is not a bad idea. It may be wrongly placed time-wise, but it's not a bad idea.
So why do you think it's a good idea? I'll challenge you. What does this do for an average game consumer?
Games on the go, it's being able to play my Steam Deck stuff anywhere I'm at lets you play a lot more. So like I can take on a game, same thing with the Switch. I can take on a game that is like 100 hours long. And I can get through it a lot better because I can take it with me. I can play it on break at work. I can bring it with me. With an Xbox, today, for instance, Persona 3, game I was thinking about getting.
Which is available on Steam.
Yes, but it's $70 on Steam. I can get on Game Pass for, you know, the monthly subscription.
Wow, cool. You named the one game that would be like full price.
I'm telling you that this is freshly in my head today. And then when I read the news, I'm like, that would be kind of cool to be able to just say, hey, I'm going to bring my Xbox library with me. I'm going to play Persona 3. A little bit in my office when I get a little break.
Nobody gives a shit about Game Pass. Like, I thought we'd been through this. Nobody gives a shit about Game Pass.
I don't push back against that. You don't give a shit about Game Pass. Lots of people do.
No, most people don't anymore. It's plateaued, and that's why they're pivoting. They're fucking releasing video games on other platforms.
It's not growing as much anymore, but it's still their primary thing.
This is the only thing. They've been working on it for 10 years.
Yeah, listen, he's not wrong. It's plateaued.
Xbox. That's Xbox. So if Xbox is making a portable Game Pass machine, that's what it is, basically. That's how I see it, at least.
Yes, that's what I see it like as well. But you're right, they still need content. I have no argument to that at all. Because we've said on the podcast, and I completely agree with you, they suck at bringing out games, and you can't trust that. Absolutely, I do not argue with that.
Right. Why are we even giving like?
Because I'd like to talk about entertaining
a thought that they could release a handheld in what, a year, 2 years, 3 years.
It sounds like it's sooner than that.
Really?
Dev kits are in the. If there's dev kits in there, it'll be next year.
There's dev kits. He talked about that.
No, I mean there was a. All of this is rumor. This may not even exist. But I can tell you that last week they were reporting that there's dev kits. A new system is in developers' hands.
Okay.
That's on the news. We did not mention it last week in our news because we were talking about a whole bunch of other stuff, but that was in the news. So, yeah, and Churros is right. Game Pass is good for paying, you know, $15 for playing $70 games. Yeah, absolutely it is. You can get it done in a month. That's
it. It's weird that strategies don't work out for Microsoft.
Oh, I'm not saying it's not a I'm not arguing that. I'm not. But I'm just telling you that's my strategy. Pay $15 instead of $70 to play the game. So, and that's on them for coming up with revenue for that, because Microsoft pays them for it. So, all right, what else we have? Oh, we've got the tomorrow. We've got a new Marvel game. We talk about Overwatch. Weird timing.
Maybe.
A new Marvel game. I've heard this multiple reports that there's a new game coming out. It's going to be revealed tomorrow from Marvel, and it's going to be an Overwatch-esque 6v6 style game. Do we want it? We just mentioned Overwatch.
No, I don't give a shit.
You know what? I'm interested. I remember thinking when Overwatch came out, I'm like, you know, Marvel characters would fit in something like this. I'd be interested in it. I mean, if we have to do multiplayer games and shit like that, why not make it a Marvel thing where there's a lot of, you know, similar leveled, powered characters, and you know, they're obviously iconic. Could work if it's executed well. I don't know if it will, but I'm intrigued, although not necessarily optimistic.
I agree, and it's going to be interesting to find out more details about this, and weird timing for it, because we've mentioned the fact that live service games are such hit and miss. We don't even know if it's a live service game. We don't know what it is yet.
It has to be a live service
game. Exactly. But I don't want to just say that. I'm not going to just say that, but you're right. it's probably a live service game, and we just mentioned the fact that that's so hit or miss if it's going to hold. And I don't even know. The last Marvel game that tried this?
Well, Disney, I mean, the difference, I think there's a big difference if there's a game that's actually strictly like a multiplayer PvP type thing, as opposed to, you know, what should be a single player experience, like shoehorned into a live service thing, like Suicide Squad or the Avengers game. So,
but it's weird timing, we'll because Overwatch is such, we just mentioned it on this podcast, how low the interest is now in this game. It's weird timing to bring out an Overwatch style game. That's all.
It's a good timing, I think. Overwatch is dying.
Sees the crowd go into the competitive world?
So. Why not? They can do it. I don't know if they can, but
I'm not going to definitively say it, but again, going back to what I said, a week or two ago, this game was probably fucking greenlit at the height of Overwatch popularity when fucking hero shooters were the thing, right? Because we had all those other hero shooters that died because Overwatch killed them. I can't even name them all at the moment, but they existed. Overwatch killed them all. Just like fucking Suicide Squad, where, you know, people, you know, Warner Brothers wanted a live service game. They wanted a co-op thing. They're like, let's do this. And it took five-ish more years to fucking develop it. And by the time it came out, everybody had moved on. Nobody cares about that type of gameplay anymore. And yeah, it just feels on paper, right, without seeing it, without... The trailer could come out tomorrow and it could blow me away. I will save my reservation for that.
Yeah.
But I'm highly skeptical that another 6v6 team-based shooter of any kind, especially if it's hero class, is going to make any noticeable dent in a way that meaningfully matters for a company like Disney, right? Like if it was a smaller indie company, sure, absolutely. Like you could probably get by with a user base of like 100,000, 200,000, stuff like that. But for a company like Disney, that's going to want fucking big numbers. Again, reference how much they fucking expect out of Spider-Man from Sony.
Yeah.
Like, I just cannot...
The license by itself had a cost of fortune. Yeah.
Right? I just cannot see in 2024 a game like that coming out and beating out the likes of Fortnite, Apex Legends, et cetera, et cetera. Call of Duty. Like,
we just mentioned that. We talked about that in the previous podcast, how it's like you have these pillars, and if you're not doing anything better than them, you can't make it. Right. Like we just mentioned, I think we were talking about that just like a couple episodes ago. So
right. I will say though, it might be a slightly different space than those. I think, you know, Overwatch is that space. There was the one, and you know, now it's like player base is just sick of it. So there is an opportunity, I think, at this point, if this is, you know, eye catching and good. But who are the developers? How do they know what to do with these characters? Like
we don't even
there's
know.
A lot
we don't
of
know
question
yet.
Marks.
Tomorrow. I mean, it'd be interesting, you know, to mention that we'll see. Well, I mean, we'll see. Tomorrow's the day. So we'll see what happens tomorrow with it. And we'll know. We'll talk a lot about it probably next week as we get impressions from it. So
a rumor, first of all. It's
a strong rumor because it was picked up by a lot of sites. So not just the one I posted here, but it was a lot of sites that posted it. So I had seen it earlier.
The last 20 minutes of everything we talked about could be total bullshit.
All of it could be just rumors. Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, well, Churro, would you chime in here? I wouldn't mind one of if it was just a cash grab. Yeah, like we should. Yeah, I mean, if it's a service game where it's like you're buying skins and stuff,
but that's right, yeah. And that's the thing, right? That's how these things live or die, right? They want you to buy the skins. They want you to invest in the battle pass, this, that, and the other thing. And I just do not see, because again, right? Like we'll take the only success story of live action or games as a service live. You know, whatever service games, right? Helldivers, right? Sure. And that's because it's completely cooperative, right? And you only need three other players to get it.
Yep.
Right? And that's all the rage right now. To be like, hey, we want a 6v6 competitive shooter? Like, what do you like? Blizzard put all their focus on Overwatch, right? And this was before they merged with Microsoft, but they were still one of the most profitable biggest third party companies in the fucking world. Right,
yep.
And they failed at Overwatch. They failed at keeping Overwatch successful.
Yeah,
and we're supposed to believe Disney, which doesn't even have. They shut down their gaming division years ago, right? And they're paying the price for that now, right?
Yeah.
And an unknown developer, like, I mean, I guess there's a world where somebody from like a team from EA or something. Maybe this is like a respawn thing that they've been working on for a couple of years. But like, short of that, I can't think of another team that would be able to do a live service game.
I agree. I agree with you. So we'll find out. We'll see. Yeah. Maybe we won't.
I would love a great game, but I just...
Yeah. Yeah. So
reminds me that Multiverse is coming back now too.
Multiverse.
Yeah, I find that hard to believe that anybody will care after.
We'll see after that break. Fans. Yeah,
they sort of shot their load. So to speak.
They did. So all right.
I mean, people were so pissed about it, and rightfully so. Like they to were. Be like, oh, we're delisting this game. It's like what?
Yeah, like it was always those early access.
Like, it was like long, founders packs or whatever. Like $100 or over $100.
Stupid shit, man.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, Warner Brothers.
Oh, that's coming back, but yeah, Warner Brothers is lost. So, all right, I think it's gonna wrap up. We have any more news? We don't. No. It's gonna wrap up this episode, folks. So thanks for tuning in. Check out next week. We're gonna be talking about this, probably this game. We'll see what it's gonna be.
Hope so.
Yeah, hopefully. Check out next week. Thanks for tuning in, though. We're live on Twitch Tuesday nights, 8 o'clock. Please join us live. YouTube, all the content's over there. So subscribe to both channels to let you know when we go live or when we post. We will see you guys next week. We are out for now. Thanks.